And our spot on the map this morning is a small town in South Australia that was once home to one of the world's busiest railway lines. And one of the passengers on those trains is one of the most fascinating dogs in Australian history. We're talking about the town of Peterborough in South Australia, where Heather Parker is the chair of the Peterborough History Group. Heather, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Rod.
And thank you very much for telling us about Peterborough this morning. Let's start with how you might pronounce it. I've always said Peterborough, but are there different ways of saying it?
I think not. It's Peterborough. To most people, Peterborough. You think it might be Peterborough.
I don't know what it is. I'm asking you because you live there.
We say Peterborough.
Peterborough.
It used to be called Petersburg because the settlers in the early days were mostly German. And that name was changed in 1917 due to the anti-German feeling during the war.
So we know that, of course, there's a lot of German settlers in South Australia, but that's very late in the war to change the name, isn't it? 1917.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes things move slowly and they're very, and still are, a big part of the population. So, yes, yeah.
Okay. How many people live in Peterborough?
Well, approximately 1,800, around about that, might be a bit less.
Okay. Now, for some who may know the name but don't know exactly where it is, where would you find Peterborough on the map?
All right. Well, it's probably about 3 hours from Broken Hill. It's 3 hours from Adelaide. And it's probably about an hour from Port Augusta.
So you're fairly centrally located.
We are. In fact, it's the reason that Peterborough in the early days was such an important place was because it was centrally located. This was a part of the northern division of the South Australian Railways, and all the trains tended to come to Peterborough and fan out from Peterborough, right out to Broken Hill and right up to Alice Springs eventually, but certainly up to Corn,
So with Adelaide, you say 3 hours from Adelaide, in what direction is Peterborough from Adelaide?
North.
So you're directly north?
We're directly. We're classed as mid-north. Oh. We're also classed as being on the edge of the outback, where we're sort of just outside of Goyder's Line, and we're just a little bit on the wrong side of Goyder's Line, so that we've got pastoralists to the sort of northeast, and but that's mainly sort of sheep, and then a little bit of cropping on the southwest towards Jamestown.
That line, is that the start of the outback?
The line actually starts from the south of South Australia and goes right through South Australia and maps where it would be possible to grow crops comfortably or not.
Right, okay. Yes. So on the other side of that might be the desert?
It becomes desert-like, yes. In the early days, farmers did try and settle there and did try and make a living. They were given grants to have a square mile to work with. And they did some very good crops early on, but then, of course, the seasons changed and they were able to not make a living. And that's the reason why around Peterborough there are a lot of stone, empty cottages and houses.
Really? And people would be very familiar with them.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And a lot of the tourists love to come and look at them too.
Yeah, take great photos.
Yeah, absolutely.
So did you say that you're on the wrong side of the line or the right side of the line?
It's a little bit on the wrong side.
So
it almost goes through Peterborough.
Yeah. And why are you on the wrong side?
Well, in terms of sort of having the rainfall, we don't have the rainfall. It's quite a dry place, although at the moment we've had a lot of rain, more than we've had for a long, long time.
So does that mean that there's beautiful wildflowers at various times?
Lots of green grass.
Oh, okay. Okay, the fact that also you're 3 hours from Broken Hill, which we know is in New South Wales but is on South Australian time, what does that mean to the town?
I don't think it means a terrible lot. It's a sort of where people come from the eastern states. They come through Broken Hill. They then make Peterborough their next stop when they're heading north or when they're heading south. It makes us a great destination.
Yeah.
But yes, and of course people do go to Broken Hill, but probably no more than other places.
Okay, so that's not where you'd go if you're going to the city to get something. You'd probably go to Adelaide.
You'd go to Adelaide, okay. For sure.
And the train line, does the train line go through Peterborough still that might come from Broken Hill to Adelaide?
It does. The Indian Pacific comes through from Sydney. It stops at Broken Hill. It will stop at Peterborough. And then it goes through to Port Augusta and then down to Adelaide.
So it's one of the stops of the Indian Pacific.
Yeah, and then, of course, it then can go back up and go across to Perth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But does it always stop there?
Only on call. So you have to put a request in for it to stop.
So it will stop in the town if someone wants to get on or off, but otherwise it'll just go straight through.
Exactly, yes. We get a lot of freight trains through, which is quite wonderful. You see them coming through probably 3 or 4 or 5 times a day. Heading north to Port Augusta and Whyalla.
So it's still a very busy town.
It's busy, not as busy as it's been, of course, in its heyday. A lot of trains, there were 4 tracks going through the town, and they all had trains going up and down around about, and it was the main employer of people in the town. I think at one stage there might have been 8,000 people.
Really? Here. In Peterborough?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot more than there is now.
Yeah.
And they all mostly worked on the railways?
A lot of them did, yes. And then, of course, that supported all the shops and the industries in the town too.
Mm. So when did that all start to ebb away?
With standardisation.
Oh,
no. In the 70s, yes. That happened. One of the main things that kept Peterborough going too was narrow gauge through Peterborough. And the train coming up from Adelaide to Tarawi was a different gauge. Everything had to be transshipped from Tarawi across to Peterborough, and it was very messy.
So whereas a lot of people would see the standardisation of the rail gauges as a good thing, that's not always the case.
Well, it wasn't for Peterborough. However, times move on, and Peterborough now is a great destination for tourists to come, for people to come. People come and actually settle here from other places because of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
So probably in the last decade or so, we've seen a big resurgence, if you like.
I'm pleased to hear that. So if people are driving into Peterborough from either direction, from the west or from the south, what do they see? What's the main street look like?
Very long. It parallels the railway line, and the shops are all on one side. They face the railway line, and there are many of them, and a few are empty, but mostly you can get anything you like in Peterborough. There are 4 hotels and 2 motels, and service station, and a very, very good foodland, and we have most of the things that we need.
Okay, I'm very interested in the fact that there's only one side, really, to the main road. I'm looking at a picture of it now. All the hotel and all the shops are on one side. You're saying the railway is on the other side?
Yes. And on the other side of that is Railway Terrace. So there's Railway Terrace, the railway line, and then the main street.
Good Lord. So what's on Railway Terrace, then?
More houses. More houses. It was actually where, in the old days, most of the superintendent, the station master, the assistant station master, and all the various other people that worked for the railways, many of them lived along Railway Terrace.
And this was one of the busiest railway lines in the world.
I think so. It was very, very busy at one stage. Peterborough was the headquarters of the Northern Division of the South Australian Railways. And the superintendent actually lived in Peterborough. In fact, we actually live in his old house, which is something that we were quite pleased about.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of very beautiful and heritage listed houses or places in Peterborough. The Bishop's Palace, I believe, and the convent, the police station, the power station, the store, the rotunda, the town hall.
Yes, they're made from locally quarried sandstone, and they are quite lovely. Quite a few of the houses, not the houses, the buildings, are in the Art Deco style, sort of late 1920s. We've got a beautiful YMCA building that was designed by the same person that designed the Adelaide Railway Station.
Oh, which is a spectacular station.
We now use that as a museum. Upstairs we have 15 plus and more to come rooms that were dormitory rooms that show different facets of life in Peterborough. Music and churches and sport and all that kind of thing.
We'll find out about that in a moment because my guest is Heather Parker, and she should know she's the chair of the Peterborough History Group in Peterborough in South Australia. So is it a rich history? When did people first move to the area, and what was there before there? Was there an Indigenous presence?
Not that we have many records of. They certainly moved through the area. There are stone engravings, rock engravings, but we don't have a lot of information. We'd like more. We'd like to actually display some of that, but we don't have very much to go on at the moment.
When did people move there?
They started moving up as people looking for land to farm, and I think around about 1876 is when they first started to settle around Peterborough. I know that, yes, in 1887 is when the printing office first opened. So by that time, there was an established community.
So what German influence is left in the town? Obviously, a lot of people with a German surname might still be there, but are there German businesses as well that people, if they go to the town, might think, well, there's a German feel to the place?
Not really. No, most of the names occur with people that are on the land, that do farming. And we also had a very big Polish community come here too. They moved up from Polish Hill River down in the Clare Valley up to Peterborough when the land was opened up for more farming. And so Polish and German were probably the most of the first settlers. But no, today, no, I don't think you'd notice.
Now, tell me about some of the people who've lived in Peterborough over the years. You must have had some well-known residents, or maybe some well-known people came through the town, or maybe not even people, maybe even a dog.
Oh, you've heard a whisper about Bob, have you?
I've heard about Bob, yes indeed.
Bob the railway dog is one of those loved characters that he just doesn't die. He keeps coming back all the time. He actually died in 1895, a long, long time ago. But he began riding the trains out of Peterborough, or Petersburg as it was at the time, mm-hmm. with his owner who worked for the railways. And then he graduated to going on his own. And he went as far away as New South Wales. He was at the opening of the bridge on the Hawkesbury River.
Oh.
He has been seen possibly at the Melbourne Cup. There are lots
Who
of local...
Who was taking him around?
No, he did it by himself. He had his own idea. He would be going in one direction on one train, get off at a station, and then catch a ride with another train.
Wow.
He liked to go down to Adelaide and do the suburban run as well.
Who
he'd
doesn't?
Go around, around the seaside spots with those. But he was a big, shaggy dog, and he couldn't fit in the small engines in the city, so he used to ride in the brake van. But in the country, he would sit up with the engine driver in the sort of by the firebox, and survey all that he could see and yap away, and people loved him.
This is a bit like Red Dog, but in South Australia.
Yes, he'd go home at night with the engine driver who happened to be with that
right.
time, have a meal, come back in the morning, hear the whistle of a train, jump on a train and go off again. Amazing. We've actually got a bronze statue of him in the main street. And people that come by, they like to pat him. They like to take a photograph of themselves, put it on Facebook, do all that kind of thing.
So if he travelled all over South Australia and indeed to New South Wales and Victoria as well, then why does Peterborough claim Bob the Railway Dog?
Because he always came back to Peterborough, and this is where he started. So he really liked the northern division. He liked the narrow gauge. He liked the run from Peterborough through to Silverton. That's Broken Hill.
Yeah.
He was very familiar there, but he always came back to Peterborough.
That's amazing. So he died in 1895.
Yes, he died in Adelaide. He'd got off his train at the Adelaide Railway Station and gone up to Hindley Street to the butcher that he knew there to have a sausage. And he died in Hindley Street.
Oh, how sad.
I know. And the strange thing is, too, that the publican of the hotel nearby where he died was a friend of his, and he had his body stuffed.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, where is that dog now, then?
We don't know, but we do know. We have the collar. His collar was kept, and it can be seen at the Port Dock Railway Museum in Adelaide.
This is an amazing story,
Great
Heather.
Great story, isn't it? Yeah.
And everyone on the railway knew him, of course, and would look out for him. And if you were pulling into the station, you'd be looking there to see whether Bob was there.
I know, and I think that the drivers felt quite pleased when he'd choose to go with him. Yes.
Isn't that
it
amazing?
Is lovely, isn't it? You asked about other famous people. Sir Walter Crocker, who was Governor of South Australia, lived in Peterborough. There's a Dr. Renner, who was the doctor on the party that set the telegraph system going from Adelaide to Darwin. He actually died in Peterborough. But the other person is a man called Paul Maguire. He was the son of the railway superintendent in Peterborough, James Maguire, who's quite well known too. But Paul Maguire was a poet and a writer. He was an ambassador to Italy and a delegate to the United Nations. So he's someone that... there's a room dedicated to him at the library in Adelaide as well. So he's quite famous.
And what about the singer, Thomas Edmonds?
Yes, Thomas Edmonds. Everyone loves him.
Does he come back and sing
not
in
recently,
Peterborough?
Not recently, but has done in the past. Has been very generous with his time.
And he's a well-known opera singer.
Yes,
well,
for
classical
sure.
singer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But I do know that a lot of famous entertainers came to Peterborough.
Yeah.
I know that Winifred Atwell came here, and they performed in the town hall. We have two town halls. The old town hall is actually for sale, but the new town hall was built in about 1926, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's
really?
One of the biggest in the country.
One of the biggest town halls in South Australia, in Australia?
In the country. South Australia, yeah.
That's amazing. And what goes on at the town hall? If people were looking to go to Peterborough for a night out or a bit of fun, what can they see?
Well, possibly not at the town hall. That's usually things that have been prearranged because there might be a visiting concert or it might be a dinner for some particular group. Or it might be, any one of the number of things. At night time, the thing to do here in Peterborough is to go to the Sound and Light Show at Steamtown.
Now, that sounds intriguing. What is that?
Well, Steamtown is the Rail Heritage Museum. It's where all the memorabilia and the engines from the steam and diesel era are kept. There's a roundhouse with all the engines in there. There are guided tours, but at night time, you can sit in a carriage on the turntable and a big screen will come down from the roundhouse and you can sit in the dark looking through the windows of the carriage and you can see this wonderful movie about the narrow gauge rail system through the north.
Wow. And that is in Steamtown?
In Steamtown in Peterborough.
Where in Peterborough is it?
At Steamtown. It's sort of on the end of the main street.
Okay, all right.
And it's a big, large area. The daytime tours are wonderful, but the Sound and Light Show happens at night time.
Okay. Is there an annual show in Peterborough?
No, but there is a festival. We have a cultural festival in March.
Well, of course, it's South Australia, after all. Very cultured place.
We are indeed. And everyone gets involved with that. That goes for 10 days.
10 days? What happens during a 10-day cultural festival? What sort of things do you have there?
There's always plenty to see and do, and all the various groups in town put on various exhibitions. The actual town hall that we were talking about, given over to a huge art exhibition for those 10 days, and work comes from all over Australia for that. There are markets, there are visiting musicians, there are displays, there is a group called the Wireworks and Paper Mache Group, and they have a permanent position in one of the old good sheds. And they do the most amazing sculpture exhibits, and that's always open too.
What about sport in Peterborough? What sort of sporting activities go on there?
Well, again, because of a declining population, the teams tend to amalgamate with other towns. And in our case, Peterborough football team and the Peterborough netball teams are combined with Jamestown, and so they together make up a team.
Now, you obviously very much involved in the history and recording the history of Peterborough, and also it sounds like you've got a pretty extensive museum there. What can people see?
Well, the history rooms are in Jervois Street. We do family research there, but alongside them is the old Peterborough Printing Times office, and that's a working museum. So when people come to us, we can do a tour of the printing office and they can actually see the old machines working and we can print on them using the old typefaces that we've got. There are a lot of printing museums around, but not many of them are housed in the existing print shop that was.
Yeah.
And that print shop's been going, as I say, not in that situation, but since 1876. So it's a long, long history of things being made and done in Peterborough. We're very proud about the printing office. We've got a huge number of volunteers who work very hard. We have got something quite exciting. Every piece of work that was done in the printing office from 1923 is kept as a record in what's called a job docket.
Good Lord.
And we've got boxes of these.
I bet.
At the moment, we've got a team of volunteers going through each of these packets, taking out the client's request for what they wanted to have printed and an example or a sample of the printed object. So when they go through these job dockets and look at them, what we're seeing is the social history of Peterborough. There's tickets there for balls, there's bereavement notices, sale posters, there's rodeo posters, there's everything. And we've had a grant to look after that properly, and it's all being archived, and that will be something for the future. So we're having a lot of fun doing that.
That sounds like a remarkable history of the town that a lot of people may not think, well, we'll tell the history of the town through what was printed, but of course that details everything that happened there. What about the future? Do you think Peterborough has a strong future?
Oh, yes, it's growing. As I say, I keep saying it really has become a destination. People come and, first of all, they say, what a friendly town. And then they start looking around and invariably they think, oh, we'll stay another night because there's so much to see and do. There are various museums to look at. For instance, I was talking about the YMCA and upstairs where we have these exhibits in all the old dormitory rooms. Down below that, there's a wonderful exhibition of horse-drawn carriages in miniature called Meldon Field, which is quite unique. There's a motorbike museum, and the motorbikes there are from France and from Italy. They're relics. We have a lot of people in motorbike clubs coming through just to look at them because they're so fascinating.
Really? And that's in Peterborough?
All in Peterborough. And then if you want to just wander the streets and look at the buildings, they themselves are lovely.
It sounds like everything is happening in Peterborough.
I think so.
And it has one of the world's greatest dogs in history. Heather Parker, thank you very much for telling us about it today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the chance.
And that was Heather Parker, Chair of the Peterborough History Group in Peterborough, South Australia, our spot on the map this morning.